A highly controversial bill designed to increase housing near transit stops in California died quickly in the legislature last spring. Now it's back in the fall with a new name and more support. Capital Public Radio's Randall White explains.
The opposition to the plan this year was strong. The bill didn't even make it out of its first committee. This time around, Senator Scott Wiener of San Francisco has repackaged it with more support.
So we've definitely made progress.
Wiener says his team has worked with constructive critics in order to shape a better bill. Co-authors this time around have geographic and political diversity. He says the massive amount of housing needed in California shouldn't be planned under the old solution that created urban sprawl.
Which means we clog up our freeways, people have to drive long distances, and we cover up farmland and open space, and we build in wildfire zones. And that's not sustainable.
His plan is to ensure housing is built near employment centers and transit hubs. Many previous critics were supportive of that goal, but concerned about issues including local zoning control and the loss of housing for low-income groups. Laura Raymond with the Alliance for Community Transit in Los Angeles was one of those critics. Her group hopes to be included in the process this time.
We plan to engage with the senator's office on this bill. We feel really strongly that equity groups need to be at the table. We'll continue to voice concerns as we have them, and there are some unresolved issues with the bill.
The bill was introduced on Monday and can't be acted on until next month. In Sacramento, I'm Randall White.